I mean, are we just like bored, spoiled children who've just been lying in the bathtub all day, just playing with their plastic duck, and now they're just thinking, well, what can I do?
Okay, yes, we're bored. We're all bored now. But has it ever occurred to you, Wally, that the process that creates this boredom that we see in the world now may very well be a self-perpetuating, unconscious form of brainwashing created by a world totalitarian government based on money?
Football field, graduation ceremony. Graduates are up front, waiting to be called up on stage to receive their graduation certificate. The rows of students are buzzing with excitement as students prepare for the graduation ceremony. Cap and gown clad graduates snap selfies and chat with friends. The atmosphere is filled with anticipation.
Bro, can you believe we made it through all the chaos?
It's been a wild ride, but here we are, man. Finally graduating high school.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Now it's off to college for all of us. College parties, college girls.
But wait, bro, where are our girlfriends?
Oh, yeah, I kind of forgot about them. Oh, here we go. Principal Mr. Dober is about to say something.
Yeah, Principal Dober here. Today we stand on the brink of a new chapter, leaving behind the challenges and the heartbreaks that define this year, addressing the crowd here at Patio Lantern's Eye. I want to thank our students, especially Kurt and Ryan, for their resilience and courage in the face of adversity. Their stories have touched us all.
Oh,
all right. Oh my God. My apologies, everyone. I have some troubling news. Ryan and Kurt, your girlfriends and their babies have been murdered. The murderer left a note. It says, congrats on your graduation.
What?
No, it can't be. It just can't be.
Oh, give me that mic. Kurt, it's me, your girlfriend. I'm alive. I survived. The killer? It's your grandmother, Prudence Ethelberta Wobblebottom.
Wow.
You're supposed to say something.
I don't think there's anything there. I guess this party's just getting started. There it is. Yeah, I guess this party's just getting started.
Let's go bring Grandma's house down.
Hoorah.
Hoorah.
That's it. End of scene. End of scene right there.
Wow.
Holy. That was
a struggle.
Sorry, we're just adjusting the stage here. Bear with us. Mm-hmm. We took like 20 minutes to get set up. I hope actually that sounded right because you had the mic like pointing towards the corner of the room.
Yeah, I think it'll work out.
Are we just going to leave it here?
What do you mean, the microphone?
Yeah.
Oh, we gotta do the podcast.
Oh, I guess you have it kind of tilted our way, I guess. Mm. I had it. Yeah. Whatever.
Yeah.
Good. Well, we're back here. Patio Landers Live. Looks like we have plenty of viewers here tonight, as usual. Yeah. Great to see.
Great showing. Yeah, that last line, I guess this party is just getting started. I did not see that in the script. I did not
see it. It's tough. So we put this script together. I like format it nicely on my end, and I try and like use italics and colors to like differentiate the characters, and then also what's speaking and what are like actions.
Yeah.
And that kind of gets lost when I like send it to you.
Yeah, over messenger.
All the formatting gets lost.
Yeah, we'll work that out in the post studio production. I'm sure our editing team will get on that. But our editing team, post production team, has been busy. They got these brand new hats here.
Wow.
Patio Lanterns. They're a dad style hat. Looking at it right now, got a kind of like a dark blue. Dark blue, navy blue going on here.
It's
what is it? Hat.
It's just past winter solstice here. It's December 22nd. Mm. If you order now, you can get yours just in time for Christmas next year.
True.
So so far limited edition. These are like one of a kind, but if you send us a DM, we might consider your offer there.
Yes.
But we are interested in hearing your thoughts about the first season of Patio Lanterns High. Quite an ambitious project.
Undertaking, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like we're a couple of theater kids out here now doing these little sketches. Do you ever feel like that?
Yeah, kind of. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Should we do more TikToks?
Yeah, you're kind of skeptical with the TikToks, but yeah.
I just don't want to have an account.
Yeah. Yeah,
right, or be on there on the screen.
I think we should learn how to dance and just like express ourselves through dance on TikTok.
You want to do two-step and TikToks?
Oh, just any dance, really?
Yeah, like I'm not totally like sold on two-step and for sure. I guess like it does seem the most applicable probably when we like go out and stuff. But I feel like we could do something a little bit different. I don't know. I'd do a little bit. I'd be interested in some different stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, that's interesting. You know, living that South Okanagan lifestyle, I feel like two-stepping would come up the most often. You know, like you guys two-step just in the grocery store down in South Okanagan out here.
Yeah. Yeah, you heard that right, for sure.
Down south. Yeah. But yeah, I'm thinking of making the move down to Penn City here. I'm kind of baiting Kurt with, should I move down here? You know, like seeing what's what, but we got to figure out if I did, Kurt. Do you think I'm an Okanagan side guy or a Skaha Lake side guy?
Oh, like, we've already talked about this.
What does the pod know? What makes an Okanagan or a Skaha man?
Yeah, there's a certain seasoning in your mustard that makes you a Skaha man versus an Okanagan man.
Yeah.
Think of like. We're doing mustards now. So think of Dijon mustard and you think of French's mustard, the yellow mustard.
Yeah.
So you got your Dijon mustard and your French's mustard and you think it's only mustard. Mm. But you taste those two, vastly different. Yeah. Vastly different. So that's what kind of like Skaha and Okanagan. Which one is Dijon and which one is French's? I'll leave that up to the listeners to decide. Mm-hmm. But I think you're an Okanagan side, like especially because you're gonna be if you did this movie, you'd be making an adjustment from the big city here, big Kelowna city.
It's big
and
city.
Downtown here, and to like immediately go to kind of the quieter end of the small town civilization, 10,000 people, Penticton, would be like. Could be shocking. Like, yeah. I'm not even sure, like, your nervous system would be able to adapt to that. I think, like, to ensure, like, a smooth transition, at least at the start, you want to try out the Okanagan side and try and, like,
use it out. Into it.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
That is interesting. Yeah. It's been a great winter here. You know, me and Courier Boy got up to Big White for the first time. Last week,
it's been like
tomorrow.
Like when was the first day?
So yesterday was the first day.
So yeah, it's been a great winter
it's been
here.
A great winter so far. Day one.
Or I guess day two. Feeling good.
Hell of a time. Yeah. I got one for you, Kurt. You're good. I feel like I've gone full circle from in my Christmas world where I invite people to church services, which is probably annoying as hell when I was like a teenager when I was Christian. And now someone invites me to a Christmas church service. It's like, fuck, no, like absolutely not.
Yeah, you get offended.
Yeah.
What do you think?
Yeah. I mean, that was the Christianity coming up in my body right there.
Yeah.
I had to expel it. Just the
thought. God bless you.
Yeah, exactly.
Did you ever invite me to service?
Probably.
Oh.
I feel like I would have done that kind of thing, yeah.
So you're getting actively invited right now?
Oh, there's like a Mormon guy that invited me to one.
Who is this guy?
He's just a guy.
Like, you know him?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, he's a guy. He's a guy that'll go unnamed, but you know, people are making the rounds up here. Relatives making their rounds.
Okay, and so where are you going with
this? I got a letter in the mail about how to turn to Christ and all that.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
You get those?
No.
Your uncles? Your
no.
Yeah.
No, I don't.
Yeah. Well,
they don't. They don't even know my address.
Something. Yeah. That I regret getting that address now. Getting these letters in the mail.
My grandparents know, and my parents know. I think. And that's about it.
Sister, maybe. Yeah, but do you think of yourself as a big Christmas guy?
Big Christmas guy. I don't know. I didn't even put up a Christmas tree because I too lazy.
You're not a big Christmas guy then.
Yeah, well, there you go.
That
so
answers it.
I don't even know how to expand on that. I actually like. I don't know. I have mixed feelings about Christmas. And the feelings I feel like get more and more mixed as I get older.
Mm.
But. There's a lot to like about Christmas and some stuff, maybe not to like as much, but I don't even have a tree.
A very balanced review from a balanced man. There are some things that I like about Christmas, but there's also some things I don't like about it. That's very true, Kerry.
I have a tough time getting off like the middle of the fence on subjects.
Yeah. Are you middle of the fence on Tinder charging $500 a month for their subscription services? So when I saw that, I immediately thought the meme is like a few more $100, bro, a month. We promise, bro. You're going to be swimming in pussy, bro. Just $500 more, bro. But they're not. It's not going to happen.
Tinder, I don't know. Something has happened. So I told you. So let's see. Last episode, I told you I think I was a few days in on Tinder and I had one match and I had 20 likes and that was a couple weeks ago, if not more, maybe 2.5 weeks. And after that, the needle didn't move one bit. Nothing happened. And like I said, I told you, like, I would run out of matches. Well, then they were like, here's some more. I run out of people to select from and swipe on. And they're like,
here you go.
Here's some more.
Here's a little sprinkle.
Here you go, loser. And so you swipe through. And then you run out immediately. You fiddle around with the settings, more people show up, you go back to the old settings, like, and then by settings, I mean like filter preferences, so like distance and age. Even if you just fiddle around for a second and then revert back to your original preferences, all of a sudden people would magically appear again. And anyways, I fucked around for a little bit longer with that and nothing was happening. And then that went on for a week or two. And I was getting fed up. I was like, what is going on here? Like, it's never been this bad. You know, I've been on a few times. It's never been this bad. And finally, at the end, I just started swiping right and still nothing. And I was like, I just deleted the app. I was like,
you're willing to pay $500 a month, man?
Well, it's complete bullshit. It was going nowhere. I don't know. I don't know if anyone is having success these days on Tinder at all. I would actually be curious to see if anyone out there is.
Any Lanternites, right in with your dating.
Like,
experience.
Is it actually working?
Mm-hmm. It's not.
It's not. Yeah.
Everyone on the social medias says it's not working. Right.
Like it wasn't going, it was just stupid. So I just deleted it. Yeah.
Yeah. Tough world out there, folks. Real tough world. Tell my dad these kind of things. He says that the trick is just to join a sports team. Then all our problems will be solved. You're not going to get in the sports team.
Okay. So. Like a co-ed? Or?
Yeah, co-ed kind of thing.
So what are we thinking here?
I'm not gonna do it, but like,
okay.
Yeah, that's what he said.
Like hypothetically.
Hypothetically.
What would you think?
Soccer. Soccer is a classic. Volleyball?
Yeah, volleyball.
There might be tall girls. There might be too tall.
I know. I'm not tall enough for volleyball. Yeah, really.
That's that. Excel. Basketball, definitely.
Basketball.
That's probably the worst sport.
Soccer, I don't even like that much, but I guess that's like the best, easiest one to get into.
Hockey? Hockey is pretty male-dominated. But it's, yeah, man, there could be some Huck Bunnies out there in Penn City for you.
Yeah. I don't – the sports team, I don't know if that's going to work for me.
What about fitness class? We talk about fitness classes, I think, privately. What do you think of those? Like,
oh, I thought
people
you were...
people meet at the these fitness classes. Like, they're doing the not CrossFit exactly, but you can do CrossFit. But there's also the other like circuit ones that you do. I see people.
That might people be like good bad. I don't really want to go to the fitness class.
Yeah.
Like I just work out on my own, so I don't really want to go to the fitness class. You know, spin. So spin at the farm has kind of ended. It's kind of a seasonal thing for me. So winter's rolled in as of yesterday. It's been shut down at the farm. So I'm considering, should I go back to Spinco, which is across the street from my condo? And there's a little bit of room before and after to kind of mingle. You know, I remember one girl did not know how to get out of her kind of click into your pedals.
Oh,
yeah, I told her like you're dumbass.
Like get your things.
And anyways, I've learned from that. Like that's probably not the best way to go about it. And so I'm thinking like maybe I should take another shot at it. But there's like opportunity there to kind of like fitness class.
Let's flip the script instead of brainstorming things that we gotta do to pick up chicks. What are the things that the girls, the female listeners, have to do to pick us up? You know, like, how do they figure out our lives? I think, first of all, like and subscribe to Patio Lanterns podcast on Instagram.
We see you. We look at all the
I get very attractive.
Female viewers and listeners specifically.
Yeah, very much so.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's good. That's high on my list. You know, you could probably send me a meme. Yeah. Slide into guys' DMs.
Yeah.
Yeah,
so we were talking about DMs. Was it on the chairlift or last weekend? Anyways, I was talking like, would you ever DM a stranger? So not someone in your friends list, followers list, but someone you don't have on Instagram or Twitter or TikTok or MySpace. Could be a mutual friend, could be someone you saw in someone else's story, could be a complete unknown. And we were like, you were kind of like, no, you were trying to be like, you're trying to go through your own friend list maybe and revisit if there were any old flames.
Yeah.
But I was interested in complete strangers. Just, hey.
What's up, baby?
Yeah.
Some sweet cheeks,
and we didn't really get a great path forward. Yeah. But if the girls did it, so we're talking about what the girls can do. Sure, you know what? Send me a DM, ladies.
Yeah, the girls can find Kurt at the gym.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah,
I think that's an easy find.
Yeah,
you know, you can find me. Oof, I don't know where you can find me. That's the hard part. Where are they gonna find me?
Oh, you're always at like Rusty's, Rustic Reel.
Yeah, I do go to Rustic Reel a lot. That's true.
You're here, you're just around your apartment building a lot.
Yeah, I do like to walk around my apartment building. Yeah, I'm always waving at the building manager. You know, he's always out and about doing, like, picking up garbage or letting tenants in or something like that. And yeah, we're always just throwing down. It's a good time out here. And I think throwing down to building manager is key. You got to build that social capital for when you have a party and you break the rules every now and then. And then it's like, Ryan's a pretty good. You know.
Hey, what happened to your downstairs neighbor?
Yeah, folks, about a year ago, my downstairs neighbor was just banging
bodies
with on my floor, her ceiling with a broom, just at random times. Like sometimes it was warranted, like I had too many people in here for a party and they're banging. Other times I'd just be like walking around by myself, just stomping like I regularly do, and all of a sudden you see all these these bangs on the floor. I haven't done that for a good year. So I feel like she realized that I had the upper hand, that I could just stomp easier than she could bang, and that kind of put it out. But
is she still here, though?
I don't know if she's still here or not. I'm having a party on Boxing Day, and I don't know if
Yeah, because she banged last Boxing Day. She banged.
Yeah, she's banging.
And people were freaked out. The girls were freaked out.
They're startled.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, guests don't like that kind of thing for some reason. But I don't know if she's still alive or it's a new tenant or what the deal is.
So I was actually on a date yesterday.
What?
Yeah, crazy.
Wow.
I was on a date.
You.
I know. Me, of all people. Crazy. But apparently.
How hot was she? What are we talking about? What you got out here?
Apparently.
Oh, she was hot. Yeah.
It got hot and heavy into. Wow. Insulation and between apartment units and whatnot. Mm. And she lived in an apartment, earlier this year, I think, or whatever. And her upstairs tenants, her upstairs neighbors were banging. They were banging on the floor because she was too loud.
Really?
And I was shocked because that does not happen. It's always... You're stomping and the downstairs neighbor hears you. And then there, Woody Allen or whatever from Friends is banging on with the ceiling with the broomstick. But she had neighbors upstairs. They're banging on the floor.
Yeah.
And they got into an altercation at some point. But I thought that was interesting because I never hear that.
Yeah. I feel like banging, no matter what, is not going to solve the problem. Like if you're just banging on the floor, it's just not going to. It's not going to work out. It's not going to work itself out. You just need a release. You got to just go talk to them, right?
But what are they even hearing?
That would be like
music is the only
thing.
Well, like you're not getting the same impact sounds of stomping or anything. Like, what? I hear my upstairs neighbor. Like, I don't. When would you hear your downstairs neighbors? Unless they're like extremely loud with music and
that's
parties.
The only thing I can think of.
Like, people.
Well, you're holding out on me here. Where is the guy? Was it in Penn City that this hot day was?
It was in Penn City.
Wow.
Yeah.
Holy smokes, man. Where does one go? Where's the hot date spot?
Maybe. I don't know. We ended up going, I don't know what the hot date spot is. We were going to, Time Winery? We've been there.
We know, yeah.
But now it's like they rebranded kind of like the restaurant side to like Oreo or...
Like
the cookies,
or
Rulo, something like that. So like there's Time Winery, but then they've called like their restaurant / bar or something else.
Mm.
Anyways, that's where we were.
You know, Clay Winery is up for sale.
I saw that.
A nice $9 million.
Yes.
Yeah. What do you think?
Well, I think with your help and for those listening, I'm pointing at the screen, the camera, with your help, we could purchase
Patio Lantern's Winery.
Patio Lantern's Winery, yeah.
Yeah, hell yeah.
So I was just up there. So that's where my friend and colleague, John, lives. He's like right behind there. And I was up there last Saturday to Tuesday looking after his dog. And anyways, when I was up there, I was getting targeted ads from Instagram. The realtor was targeting
me. You, do you want to buy?
Yeah, I saw like Play Estate. And then I saw like the article like today or yesterday.
Yeah.
So I was getting that. I was getting like inside info, geo-based ads.
I feel like $9 is too much. Too much.
Oh, yeah, I have no idea.
Overpriced. Overpriced, Curdy boy.
I don't have that kind of money.
Yeah. Who does though? That's the question.
Other wineries, maybe. I was at Mount Boucherie today picking up my fall wine case, and I was mingling. Nice people there. I was mingling there with Sean. And he was giving me all the wine gossip. He was saying Quinta Ferrara in like Oliver is like shutting its doors because everyone's died. Everyone just died. Remember that road rage guy that died because he was so mad? Anyway, something happened with these.
Kurt said to me his article, like, someone died. He's like, from road rage was the title. And he's like, could you imagine just getting so angry that you just like,
Anyways, these winery owners died or something, and the children are selling it. They're tired. They're sick of it. I don't know. The winters and the summers haven't been nice to these vineyards. And then they were saying, I was hearing other gossip about a painted rock there in Penticton. I was like, oh my gosh, like,
dish.
Let me grab a seat and a glass of wine here.
Wow.
Yeah, it was getting juicy.
Yeah. Yeah, that's big. I mean, you're big into the wine community ever since you took that W set, too.
Yeah, I'm kind of a big deal around Penticton, actually.
Pretty big deal.
Yeah, that's the one thing you got to know when you move to Penn City is it's my territory.
Yeah, wow. Yeah, that's important. Kurt, what do you got for me here? What do you got?
Not a lot. What's been bothering me lately and for a long time? Two-step verification.
I hate two-step
verification. Tell me, like, give me one, like, site that still has single step, like, just a password. Like, everything is now multiple steps, multiple passwords and codes and emails, and all of a sudden I try and log into an account. It's not good enough. It's straight up not good enough. They tell me to my face, you're not good enough. Like, go die. You're not good enough. So, like, it's annoying. It's annoying to juggle 100 passwords. Well, now we need 100 more. Mm-hmm. We need 100 different ones here. Everything is multiple steps. I go into work, I want to check out a pay stub, and it's like, okay, just verify your phone. Doesn't even tell me which app it is, which is annoying because I have multiples of these apps, like different apps. So it doesn't actually specify what app to open. It just says, like, open your app and verify. I'm like, I don't know.
And it doesn't seem like much, but, like, over a lifetime, how many minutes, hours are we going to spend just two-factor authenticating everything?
I'm just opening all my devices. Yeah. Soon it's going to be, you can go to log into your laptop, then you got to open up your phone, log into an app, get a text message, talk on the phone, then go to your other iPad or TV, type in this, and then finally, like, 10 minutes later, you're logged in, and then it times out after, like, 2 minutes of you're distracted, and it times out, and you got to log in all over again.
It's just these companies, no one wants to take the blame if something happens, right? So they're just like, oh, well, just two-factor it, so, like, you can't blame us when we steal your data anyway. You know, like, there's all these data breaches and stuff.
Life Labs. I signed up for that.
Yeah, there's
I better not get in trouble.
There's a Life Labs, what do they call it? Collective action?
Class action.
Thank you. So Life Labs fucked up. There's a big data breach. And you put your name down, folks. You don't even have to provide proof that you were a Life Lab customer. You just kind of have to check a box. Honor system, swear on your heart that you were affected by this data breach, and apparently they're going to send us a sweet check in the mail for some Patter Lantern swag for $100-$150, depending on how many people are there, how many people sign up. I think that's a hell of a deal.
Lots of swag on the way. Mm-hmm. I tell you.
Yeah, it's going to blow it. It's going to blow that whole $150 on hats.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to it. Yeah, I better not get in trouble for that.
Yeah, these are good hats here, Creative Boy.
We got some toques.
You know, the good thing about this hat is I'm going to, you know how I roll. I'm going to end up sitting on it something like that. It's still going to look great. Like, I don't have to worry about the form.
That's true.
I don't have to worry. We got that flex here.
Yeah.
And my dome, it's big enough already. Yeah. I got this big old, like, reverse, you know, perpendicular football head here. I don't want any more.
Hey Arnold.
Yeah. I don't want any more space, like, up here. Like, it's too much. Right. Like, that's why it looks good.
It actually makes your head look smaller.
It does, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's the magical part of these hats.
Yeah.
You know? So, like, find a big brim. Big brim, I'd be, like, sitting up here. I look stupid.
The white really pops too on the blue. Like, I had some options there. I went with, like, the smaller font. Because I don't like big ass branding. That just And then I looked at maybe getting the logo in there somehow, but our logo is tough, to be honest. It's really hard to, like, there's a lot going on actually when you get into it. And so to make it look good, it's really tough. So I just went with the wording, and I think that the simplicity Yeah, that's good. And then people are gonna be like, "Whoa,
what's Patty O'Lantern?"
Do you like really like the song, or what's that about? Or like you just like the cozy vibes, and like, oh, like it's like our top podcast in Canada,
best in Kelowna, second best in Kelowna.
Yeah,
2021 year.
No, it looks good.
Hell of a time. But you know, I'm getting. I feel like I just my life's so inundated with ads that I it's hard to comprehend how many ads I see a day now. And it's just it's progressively I can notice it's getting worse every year, whether it's just like the frequency of the ads that pop up in services like YouTube or you know, just like I just bombarded with advertisements. And I feel like I've had this rant before, but they don't work on me. And I just don't know who it really works on. You know, like does advertising really like work for you, like you see something in the corner of your screen, I'm more likely to say fuck it, like fuck you for taking up this screen space than I am to buy.
Yeah, but what about like a year down the road or months down the road? Do you think it like, oh yeah, no. Like Burger King? Sorry, did you have to finish your point?
I was just gonna say like the ads come up after I finish the website and I buy something. So I've already bought something from Company X, and then Company X ad comes up right after that. It's just like, why? Like I already did it. Like calm down. What's the point?
I don't know. I'm not completely sold. They're useless. They I feel like they might work your way into your mind. They might interweave into your brain there a little bit.
And so you think if we had advertising dollars for patio lanterns that people like just sitting on screens or like on Instagram, people would tune in?
Patio lanterns. I don't know. It depends on the scale and scope. Like, I guess, I don't know. I'd have to see. Right. Yeah. I mean, maybe like how much money are we pumping out? We're going worldwide.
Yeah.
Patio lanterns. Sure. Yeah. Oh, no, it would definitely work. I think we get some lessons. So, advertisements, I want to do one thing here. So I did see something like people took a video of like a sky ad. I think it was maybe using, I don't know what it was using. It could have been drones or something else, but an ad in the sky. It might have been for like, I think it was during the game awards, like the video game awards. Mm-hmm. And then somebody made a comment like, oh, like I hate this because something like this is going to be the future of ads or something. Like, and it just made me thinking, man, you know, you're right. Like all of a sudden, it's not just billboards and skyscrapers. It's
the sky.
It's going to be the sky. It's everything. Yeah. It's just an ad.
It's space. Yeah.
I'm going to be looking at clouds and be like, is this an ad?
Yeah. That's when I become a terrorist. And like, that's the sign. That's
like
the
what? You're, is this breaking news?
Little keyword there. Yeah. I think that's when I become a terrorist is when there are like just ads like in the night sky. I would lose it.
Well, that's what kind
of I would absolutely lose it if I saw it in
the. I know, no, that's what I'm thinking. But actually, I'm like, oh
it's
man,
like it's not a free space.
That's gonna happen.
Yeah,
we're gonna be looking across, and we're gonna see an ad for Target.
Oh, I'm burning it down at that point.
We're gonna see. We're gonna be watching the sunset there, and there's gonna be an ad for SunEd or Walmart or something. I don't know. Maybe the ad will follow the sun down.
Oh, okay, here's the thing. What'll happen is, yes, the ad will follow the sun down, but you pay a premium feature with your glasses that they can remove the advertisement so you can enjoy the sunset. But if you don't have your glasses on, then you can't watch the sunset.
Yeah, this is too real. This is too dangerous. Yeah. You know, that being said, there are some ads and companies that we are fans of, and one of them very much being J. Benedict Cleaning Services. So actually, it's the first day of winter, or the second day, is it the first day of winter?
Second day of winter.
Second day of winter. First day is the solstice. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So it's the second day of winter, and I have boots on the ground in Kelowna, and part of it's because it's the holidays, I got Randy here, we got big dinner with Rod tonight, which we'll get into, and I visited in some family. Second reason, I got to get on the same turf as J. Benedict Cleaning Services. So we've talked them up a lot. They do all sorts of parquet cleaning. They clean, can't really tell what this is, counters, more counters. They do the window washing. They have like some kind of magic waxer, vacuum, washer thing going on. Maybe like a Roomba. I looked into the Roombas recently because I was like, man, I really like having a clean space. But
I think you just like saying the name.
Yeah, and I like the idea of DJ Roomba too, putting my speaker on there. But they're still expensive. So oh, yeah. I don't have that kind of money right now. We need more from you guys, the Lanternites. They do like restaurant cleaning, residential cleaning. Yeah, I said window cleaning, maintenance cleaning. They do say maintenance cleaning, but then they should kind of show a picture of a living room. So I don't know if they just mean like regular maintenance or they mean like we're going to clean out your car kind of thing. Carpet cleaning. All sorts of cleaning, like Randy's place. If I didn't know better, I would say Jay Benedict himself is here.
Wow.
It's pretty spotless. Just in time for me to get over here. They do move-in cleaning. Like, the last thing you want to do when you're moving, which Randy might be to Penticton, is worry about cleaning your new space, your old space. They'll handle it for you. So, folks, jbenedictcleaningservices.ca, extremely long Instagram handle. I'm not sure. Like, is it too long? I don't know. But extremely long Instagram handle. But you can reach them at 250-409-9299. They're in Kelowna, but they offer services in Kelowna and the Okanagan Valley.
You know what I'm thinking is we make we partner up with Jay Bennett Cleaning Services for some swag lines. You know, Jay, like you said, you know, patio lanterns up here, but you do something
X,
like
Jay Bennett
Cleaning Services and patio lanterns.
I should
like we got that cross promo going. Like,
I should have
just
that.
Had like we got a T-shirt line. You know, like kind of like Jay Bennett Cleaning Services, like down there.
Yeah, you can get the New York Rangers font going on the diagonal.
Yeah,
Jay Bennett. I like the. Yeah, X, J.A. Benedict Clean Services, it's like wrap. It's so long, it's wrapping around.
Oh, yeah. The whole head.
Wow.
Mm. Yeah. I love a guy, J. Benedict. Merry Christmas, man, if you're listening.
So we have, I forget if we announced this or not already. I think we might have touched on it, but the Last Supper tonight. Mm. The Last Supper with our dear friend and talented friend, Rod Butters.
Wow.
It's been a yearly tradition for, I feel like it's, I wanted to say 7 years.
I was going to say five.
Okay. Somewhere between 5 and 7 years, maybe six even, which is right in the middle. And we've been going there for dinners. Mo is usually there, but
yeah,
he's a little tied up. He's a little busy, I guess.
Busy.
So last year it was just me and Randy basically doing a podcast at dinner.
Yeah, podcast style.
And then
I'm just gonna live record this dinner here. Just be like the most annoying people in the restaurant.
Yes. I mean, actually, I'm still kind of interested in doing maybe an episode at like a brewery or something one time.
Oh, just like Robstown or Old Town. What the fuck was it? When I was in Royston? Royston Pub.
So I'm kind of interested in actually doing that when we're both on location. But I wouldn't do it at Rod's. Mm-hmm. We do it like at a noisier place, but we can't do it at Rod's because they're shut down at the end of the year. So that's why it's the Last Supper. No more dishes. They're cutting down on the food there.
Yeah.
It's a bit sad, but it's gonna be a nice dinner. I don't know.
Nice.
It's gonna be a little bitter.
Do you know what the word on the street is for why they're shutting down? Like, what's the deal? I feel like they're successful. High-end restaurant here in Kelowna. I don't know. I think about that space and it's a good independent restaurant. I'm thinking there's going to be it's going to be like another big company's eyeing it up, kind of like the BNA-ification of things that I like to talk about. You know, there's that group that owns BNA.
Yeah, they'll buy it, won't they?
Yeah, they're going to fucking buy it. They're going to put it in there, they're going to make it lame and they're going to, you know, make it like a Cactus Club kind of thing.
Yeah.
They just like, people just copy and paste the Cactus Club Earls like style into it all and be 20 maybe 30 bucks for a burger. You're gonna walk in there and I'm gonna say, what the hell am I doing here?
It's okay. There's a few things to touch on here with what you just said. So yeah, it could be one of these bigger groups that buys it. We've seen it with the B&A group, they own like multiple establishments. We've seen it with the Stalt and Brick group, they own like multiple establishments. It's tough. It's tough to see Rod's close. Why are they closing? I don't know. Maybe they've been in the game so long enough. It's just one less thing to worry about. Like, I was thinking about restaurants. And I was like, What a fucking pain in the ass it would be to own a restaurant. Jesus, like, yeah. It seems terrible, to be honest. Terrible business.
Yeah, it's not a good model, man. Like, they go out of business so often. Like, it's just, it's really hard. Even the best ones, like Rodney's here, you know, it's not not a guarantee they're going to make it. The margins are thin. The staff turnover is high.
Yeah.
This, you know, it's like kind of like glamorous. Like, people like to think, you know, that they're part of the creative community in their town, and, you know, providing all this good atmosphere and whatnot. But it's just it's a hard business.
I think maybe that I'm just speculating. That could be it. And then, yeah, we'll see what happens with the space. I would say for B&A, what do they own? They bought up what was that?
Snowshoe Sam's.
Did they buy up Snowshoe Sam's?
Yeah.
Is it still? It's still Snowshoe Sam's.
It still is. Yeah.
But they bought. What's Bernie? What was Bernie's before?
A Doc Willoughby's.
Yeah. So I mean, I do kind of. On one hand, I like that Bernie's is. I've never actually been there, but from what I understand, it's quite a bit different from their existing establishments before B&A. Mm-hmm. I'm not even sure what else they have. And it's something a bit different than what the entire downtown has in terms of being like a film. You watch a movie, whatever, dinner and movie. But it's tough to let go of Docs, which I think a lot of...
Well, yeah, they get rid of all our dive bars.
Yeah.
They're all gone. Yeah. So Doc Willoughby's is gone. Rosie's is gone. Flashbacks, which we never really went to, is gone.
Speak for yourself.
Yeah. You know, like, it's kind of like there's no cheap place to... I guess there's... I drive by it all the time on, like, Ellis and Lawrence. I forget what that one's called off the top of my head, but it's still there. It's kind
Did
of
you say Fernando's or
not Fernando's? It's kind of like a sports bar kind of thing.
Leopold's? Leo's? I don't know.
Yeah, you know I'm getting that here. But I asked Yule Senior this morning when he was dropping off.
How did that go?
I said, you know, we're going to Rod's, and I'm like, looks like they're shutting down. And he's like, yeah, people, it's a recession indicator. You know, people can't afford. You know, they don't have the disposable income for these meals anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's very spot on analysis. Like, who's paying, you know, $100 for the meal besides me and Curdy Boy here? You know,
like, I know. I've actually been kind of like dreading. Like, I looking at my credit card statement, and I'm like, oh man, this dinner tonight, what is it gonna be, like $200, $150, $100? I don't know. It's gonna be expensive. $100.
I justify because we don't hit the town. You know, like,
we're going to be tonight, yeah, apparently.
Very, I said very often, you know? We don't have kids or anything, but you got kids.
Oh, I don't get kids, man. I don't get it. I don't know how people afford kids. I don't get it. Don't get it. But yeah, we were out last weekend at the Christmas bar, and yeah, I mean, every cocktail, even glasses of wine, to be honest. I was having glasses of wine last night. And anyways, anything on the menu now, other than beer, is $12, $14, $16.
Right. And this transitions to, what do you think about this? I read it on, it was a TikTok. One of those things you just learn about, people have all these different theories. People say, like, hanging out is just dead, right? Everyone is
hanging out.
It's very rare, actually. Hmm. But, like, everyone has events now. Event.
Okay.
You have to come for an event.
Like,
no one's just, like, hanging out or chilling. No one's just like, hey, man, like, why don't you come over and, I don't know what we're going to do, but we're going to hang out together, right? Like, we kind of have, like, that unstructured
isn't that
time.
Part with growing up?
I used to think it was, like, a growing up thing, but these TikTokers, they're saying, they got all laid out nicely that, you know, it's just, it's not, it's like, people are way more in tune to events now. Which is explains why a lot of people are just, like, exhausted for it. Like,
events are expensive.
They're very expensive. Like, you just going out with your friends is expensive, and, like, a lot of people feel like they can't just, you know, just hang out. Like, it's not enticing enough to bring people over. I don't know. I like hanging out with people, just shooting the shit. But it is hard. Maybe it's because we don't have a ton of space in our apartments, and housing's expensive for hosting and whatnot. But I feel like I don't, you know, you exclude, I don't really hang out with a lot of friends. Yeah. Like, it's just very much more an event world.
Yeah, I guess so. I still think it's like, like just don't have like sleepovers and stuff anymore.
Yeah,
all, I don't know. Yeah. I don't know. I feel like a lot of it's just part of getting older. You got responsibilities, bills to pay.
Yeah.
But don't want to be up all night or don't want to be hungover. But yeah, everything. I just want to like. I just want to go somewhere and there's nothing going on, but there's always some kind of event, some kind of concert, the live music. You heard the live music rant before. Mm-hmm. There was live music last night. No cover, thank God. But she was good. She was nice. But there's something. And, oh yeah, here's $50.
Yeah.
Why not?
Just walking out the door, $100.
Yeah.
But you know where people can hang out is a garage. And you mentioned this when we were talking about real estate. And that made me realize I want a fucking garage.
I also sent you that good meme or
a
video. Yeah. The Creed one.
Just blasting Creed in your garage.
Like, this is what I hear in my garage. This is what my neighbors hear.
Yeah, you just need that. You need that kind of space where you can, build shit or be a little rougher. You know, you can
We're men.
Bring your tools out.
Yeah.
You can bring the skateboard out,
bikes,
you do whatever you want, man.
Yeah.
I need that space. I'm fine with the apartment size, like 600 square feet for just me, that's fine. But if I could add on, a 600 square foot garage.
Yeah, just double it.
Yeah. I think that garage space is key. I'd take half garage, half like living space.
Sure. Who would like what?
Yeah,
garage. Sure, I take 600 square feet.
Yeah, it's on my list is that garage space just for like that unstructured hangout time. You don't have, there's no event when you're coming over to my garage.
The problem with garages is it's it'd be tough not to park my car in there. It'd be tough not to
park then you can't car. Park the car in the garage.
I know.
You need that space.
I know, but it'd be tough not. Crime rates these days.
It's criminal. People got the garages and the driveway, yet they put their car into the garage. That's a lot of space.
First day of winter here, like you want to be not too chilly. You don't want any streeping, any snow off the windshield, and criminal activity. So that would be tough. It'd be tough to be like, I have a garage.
Yeah.
There's plenty of space. I have one vehicle. I'm not even going to park my vehicle in the garage. I'm going to listen to Creed.
I'll tell you what. I have my car parked outside right here for years.
No, you don't have a garage, though.
Yeah, but it doesn't matter because it's just out there. So I'm saying it's safe. It's safe out there.
I know, but if you had a garage, you'd be like, how good would it feel to back that thing up? Like, you'd be like,
man, I'd be making a jump. I'd be making jumps in the garage.
No, you would be pulling in and out.
Making a little half pipe in there. You know, you got your lawn care equipment. You know, you just got.
Oh, you got a lawn now too with the garage.
Yeah, you got a little green.
This is a big 600 square foot apartment.
Yeah. So that's on my wish list here for real estate.
Yeah. Hey, you got a little bit of a I don't know, Kenny Chesney or Jimmy Buffett kind of look. I think he died. I don't know. Didn't Jimmy Buffett die?
Oh,
yeah, the Alexander Grant.
I thought you were talking about Rip from Yellowstone.
I don't know what that is.
Okay.
I don't know.
Yeah.
You got the barefoot look going on. It's it kind of makes you feel like I'm on vacation.
Yeah, you feel relaxed.
Yeah.
No Shoes Nation, baby. That's probably the best.
Kenny's just been
on what's it?
Is it like radio? Kenny Chesney?
Yeah,
that's his thing though. Like No Shoes Nation.
Yeah, we need that for patio.
We need what? What would ours be like? No nonsense nation. No, I don't know. We'd have to come up with something a bit more unique.
We'll get a little workshop that.
Do you have your dinner topics ready? By the way, like, do you actually have some?
This is it right here, man. It's gonna be a dark dinner. Very quiet, just eating our food.
We might be at the bar tonight.
Okay.
I don't know. I kind of want to like face each other, but
yeah, that'd be nice. Don't get enough FaceTime.
We might be at the bar. I don't really have many other topics. I don't think
I got one that's been bothering me. It's called the Mandela Effect.
Yeah, it really has been bothering me.
And when Star Wars, this is a classic one. the line, the classic line from Star Wars is, Luke, I am your father.
Right.
But apparently, it's misquoted. The line is actually, no, I am your father.
I knew that. And I'm a prequel guy, too.
Really?
I knew that in the originals. Not that good. Jeff Kitson, not that good movies. They do not hold up well, I'll tell you that much. Yeah. I watched it and I said, what a scam. He didn't even say the line, Luke, I'm your father. He said something like, wait, Luke, actually, I'm your father. Like, Luke, it was like way different.
Is this Owen Wilson saying, like,
wow.
Yeah, wow, Luke, sit over here. Your father.
So the meme really, like, trimmed it down. And I was like, that's what I was expecting. Like, I had high expectations. I was like, here it is. And he's, Luke, wow, I don't know how to say this, actually, giggles. I am your father.
Yeah. So you never saw it as a kid?
No, I only watched it for the podcast or...
Yeah, that's the problem. So the Mandela effect is that the Matrix changed it. They changed halfway. So if you saw it as a child, then you...
No, but I knew the line. Yeah. That's so famous, such a famous line that you hear it. So I knew everyone talks about Luke, I'm your father. Or people are just stupid. You say hello to someone and someone like thinks it's funny to say, Luke, I am your father. Like, I don't know. Like, so you hear it. So even though I never watched the film, you hear it enough that that's the line. Like, it's such a famous line, an iconic line.
Okay.
So that it's still in my head.
I'll give you this one. What about the cornucopia on Fruit of the Loom logo?
I didn't even know Fruit of the Loom.
You picturing that logo?
Yeah, well, I only, like, picture the...
There's, like, a bunch of fruits, a little squash in there, some berries, grapes.
I was unfamiliar to it.
And there is a cornucopia, Kurt. There is a cornucopia there, and Fruit of the Loom refuses to admit that there was a cornucopia. People will dig up ancient artifacts showing on their shirts that the cornucopia exists. But these companies, they just, I don't know if it's like a marketing scheme where they want people to start talking about Fruit of the Loom on their podcasts. Because I'm talking about it. I'm saying the cornucopia is real, but it does not make me want to buy.
Are you wearing Fruit of the Loom?
No. I'd whip it out if I was. I'd show you.
Whip it out. Okay. Yeah. That Fruit of the Loom, I don't know. It's never on my mind. I don't have any Fruit of the Loom. I don't know. I don't know Fruit of the Loom. I don't get it.
What do I get? It's just like,
What the hell is
undershirts? It's like Joe Boxer.
Wait, is it Joe Boxer or is it Fruit of the Loom?
The Fruit of the Loom.
What's Joe Boxer?
What do you mean you don't get it? It's just a brand.
I don't get it.
What do you mean you don't get it? You don't have to get it. It's a piece of clothing. Underwear.
What? Like what? Like,
I don't know. Yeah, what do you mean? It's impossible. I'm getting mad here because, like, every time you have a conversation, it's just like, oh, I don't get it. Yeah. End the conversation. Come up with a really good series of points here. Well, I just don't get it for the loom. I don't understand them. Adios, folks. Happy Christmas. Merry Christmas.
Merry
years.
When I finally came in, Debbie was home from work, and I told her everything about my dinner with Andre.